Email.com.
It's almost 1 o'clock.
We all know someone sitting an exam. Don't just say good luck, send it with Unpost for your world.
Across Cork, Limerick, Clare and Galway.
On your phone.
And on your smart speaker.
This is the home of the 80s and 90s.
This is Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
At one, I'm Daniel Pitcher. Good afternoon. A 19-year-old trainee electrician accused of criminal damage and arson of a Lewis tram and rioting has been released on bail. Evan Moore of Grange Moor Road, Donaghmede, Dublin 13, was charged with three offences during the chaotic scenes of November 23rd last year and appeared before Dublin District Court today. Mr Moore did not address the court and has yet to indicate a plea. There was no objection to bail with conditions imposed, including that he must be contactable 24/7, sign on weekly at Raheny Garda Station and be of good behaviour. Over 80% of secondary school students worry they're on their phones too much. A StudyClick survey studied the phone habits of more than 3,700 school children. The results showed that a lack of boundaries set by parents, with 79% admitting they're allowed to use their phone in their bedroom at night. Family psychiatrist Dr. Richard Hogan says the job of parenting is the hardest it's ever been.
When you take the phone into your child's life, they're taking everything the world has to offer. And so you have to police it, because, and we would see in the data there, we'd see in the data that, that age between 10 and 13 are particularly vulnerable here. And that's where a lot of the issues are arising.
Thunderstorms are expected along the west coast later this evening. A status yellow warning has been issued for Donegal, Sligo, Mayo, Galway, Clare and Kerry from 3 o'clock this afternoon and will remain in place until 9 o'clock tonight. Met Éireann is warning of the chance of flooding and difficult driving conditions. CIE is looking for a youth committee to advise on public transport. A call has been made for 15 people aged between 18 and 25 to join its transport trailblazers. The company says it wants a mix of urban and rural applicants across different ages who use public transport. Sport is next.
Choosing to have a chicken fillet roll is easy. The hard part is butter or mayo, plain or spicy, coleslaw or cheese. Coleslaw and cheese. Shop smart, feel good with Centra's meal deal. Get a chicken fillet roll with two fillings, select soft drinks and a small pack of potato, all for just £7.50 plus DRS deposit. Centra. Live every day.
Sport on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
With the Plaza Group and Supermax, where the best post-match analysis takes place. Find us at a location near you. Visit supermax.ie.
Celtic are just a point away from retaining their Scottish Premiership title. They'll be confirmed as champions tonight if they avoid defeat at Kilmarnock, despite Old Firm rivals Rangers' 5-2 victory over Dundee. Well, kickoff is at 7:30. Well, there's two more games in the Premier League this evening at Old Trafford. 8th place Manchester United welcome a Newcastle side who are looking to keep alive their Europa League hopes. That starts at 8 o'clock. 15 minutes before that, Chelsea hit the road to the Amex to face Brighton.
Ireland's weather.
With McCarthy Insurance Group. For better value, home, farm, motor, life, health and business insurance in 2024. MIG.ie.
Sunny spells today with scattered showers developing, turning heavy at times across Munster and Connacht, and we're looking at highs of 15 to 18 degrees. You're up to date to the home of what did Lucy Kennedy say to Colm Hayes? Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Now, kicking off an hour of classic hits at work.
With Trina Mara.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. So today's number one at one is from 1996, and the top five countdown sounded like this. At number five, Mark Snow, The X-Files, written for The X-Files. Everybody was obsessed with Mulder and Scully around this time. Number four, Michael Jackson, They Don't Care About Us. This was a big song on the history tour which he brought to Ireland. And at number three, Firestarter by The Prodigy. I'm the Firestarter. Twisted Firestarter was the first lyrics Keith Flint ever wrote. He died 5 years ago at the age of 49, and he owned a pub in Essex that had this open fire. The running joke in the pub was anytime he'd light the fire, he had to donate a quid to charity. I'm a Firestarter, twisted Firestarter. At number two, Gina G, Ooh Ah Just a Little Bit. This was the UK's Eurovision entry in 1996. It came in eighth place. Who were the winners? Ireland, of course, with Emer Quinn and The Voice. One is from a guy who was a pop star in between two stints in prison. So in 1995, he was jailed for his part in a nightclub disturbance. And a year after this song came out, he was given a community service order for attempting to take a stun gun onto a plane. When it was discovered he'd been paying somebody else to complete his order on his behalf, he was sentenced to a year in jail. So 1995, he was in jail. 1996, he was at number one with this. And 1997, he was in jail again. Here's Mark Morrison, our number one at one, Return of the Mac, on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Kids guaranteed.
Every song, every time.
It's definitely my jam.
The home of the 80s and 90s. Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Thank you.
touch the flame where the streets have no name.
Classic Hits Radio, so many people saying they can relate to the story Simon Chambers has been telling us all about his new film, Much Ado About Dying. He's a filmmaker and ended up making this film about his uncle David, who he cared for in the last 5 years of his life. So many people are able to relate to this story, including the hoarding and everything, and how his uncle David would have five clocks in the house in case one broke and then another one just in case the first one was telling him a lie and it wasn't the right time. So relatable. We're going to chat more with Simon Chambers after Macy Gray. Here's I Try in Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Games, changes and fears. When will they go from here? When will they stop? I believe that fate has brought us here. And we should be together, babe. But we with you on my lips.
may seem all right and smile when you leave, but my smiles are just a front, just a front.
It's radio. We've been chatting to filmmaker Simon Chambers today about his film Much Ado About Dying, all about his Uncle David, who he looked after for 5 years. And there are so many themes in this that a lot of people will be able to relate to. There's a real worry, and you bring this up in the film as well, you know, there's a real worry when there's somebody vulnerable like that. And your Uncle David seemed like a really trusting person who just wanted, you know, to make everyone else kind of happy. And if he could give them money, he would give them money. And then you worry about them being taken advantage of.
That's right. I mean, there were a few people in his life. He was like that his whole life, though, who, you know, he'd give money to, and he was very generous with his money. So that was always a very difficult thing to understand as the person who ended up being responsible for a lot of his financial stuff, because he gave me power of attorney over that and asked if I would look after it. And I actually noticed that there was a total of about £25,000 that had gone missing from his account. Well, he'd given it away to a particular person. And, you know, I talked to David about that and said, are you sure that's the right thing? Is that what you wanted to do? And he'd sort of said, yes, that is what I want to do. And it's difficult to know what to do in a case like that. And in the end, he did say, well, maybe I put a few too many noughts on the end of the check and it should have been, you know, £300 instead of £3,000, or that kind of thing. So it's difficult, because one of the worst things, I think, when you get old is that you can be lonely. And he used to love it when people came to the flat. And I guess you give them money, they'll come back, or you want to support them. And, you know, he was a single gay man. And I think he felt that he could also help these younger people, because they were younger and they didn't earn much money. But it's difficult as a carer to know what to do, because you don't want to stop them from coming. And yet at the same time, it doesn't really feel right that it's so transactional.
And then you also wouldn't want your Uncle David thinking that you're trying to keep the money for yourself either, you know, which I'm sure he probably thought that.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, at one point, he was squirreling all the money away in his books. He had thousands of books all over the house, and he put the money in the books, the cash, you know, because he wanted £100 in cash every week.
Yeah, cash.
And so I'd put that in his wallet. And that was just for a little bit of spending money, even though he didn't go out of the house. But then I noticed the money was going missing out of the wallet every week. And at first I thought, I don't know, he must be giving it to someone. But then I discovered at another point when, I won't give it away, but there was a reason why we had to clear the whole house out. And there were all these books, and the books were full of money, £20 notes. And I'm sure he'd forgotten where he'd put them all. But I saw that really as him trying to keep his independence from me in a way, you know, so that he felt that he'd got some money and he could do what he liked with the money.
I can't even imagine how much money you may have thrown into a bin, Simon, not knowing when you were clearing out the place. Oh, there must have been a lot of it that was thrown away.
Yeah, I know. I'm sure you're right. Yeah.
Well, you're doing very, very well. I know the film's been shown in a lot of places and up for many awards. It's called Much Ado About Dying. So looking back, are you glad that you made this, or how do you think your Uncle David felt about you filming him?
I think he would have probably been telling me I did it wrong and I should have done it like this. But I think he'd actually be incredibly pleased that there's this film out with him as the star in it, and that so many people have seen it, and it's had a great response from ordinary people who just come along and they just want to talk for hours after the film all about their own experiences of looking after their own family members, or some people want to talk about how they feel about getting older and dying. And I mean, because he has such a positive end to his life, and he's so upbeat, isn't he, when anything happens in his life. He's so upbeat and very philosophical. And I think people just find that charming and very inspiring. So I think he'd be absolutely delighted about that. But he'd probably be a little bit picky and say, you shouldn't have done it like that. You should have done it like this. Because that's the relationship we had with each other.
Yeah, he was a bit of a Lazarus as well, wasn't he? There were times you thought he's a goner, and he certainly wasn't. But congratulations on making this. A title that you'd kind of go, do I want to go see something called Much Ado About Dying? But it's more about the story, and so many people will be able to relate to this, especially if they're looking after older family members or they've been through it already. And like you say, everyone talking to you at the screenings of the film as well, saying, this is exactly what's going on in our life at the moment.
So, exactly, yeah. So I'm excited because I'm doing more Q&As. I'm going along, travelling with the film. So it's going up to Belfast. It's going to go to Derry. It's in Dublin. So it's going all over Ireland. And it's lovely meeting people and having these chats with them.
Well, we can probably do a Google search, can we, to find out the information on the next screenings? Can we, Much Ado About Dying? Or where will we find the info?
That's right. Well, we've got a website which is called muchadoaboutdying.com. And so the information is up to date on that. It's going to be at some of the Omniplexes, Rathmines, Belfast, Queen Film Theatre, Derry, Letterkenny. It's already been to Cork and Limerick, and it might be showing at those places again. Just go on the website, really, and have a look. And it says Q&A next to it. That means that I'll be going along as well, and we'll have a lovely informal chat after the film.
Well, Simon Chambers, thank you very much for coming on today. Do have a look at that Much Ado About Dying. Cheers, it's Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
If you miss Celebrity Loose with Lucy Kennedy, you miss all of this.
Kelly Clarkson finally admits that she did use weight loss drugs. Now, it wasn't Ozempic.
Okay.
But her fans are giving out because people were saying there's no way in the world you could lose that amount of weight in that short space of time without medical intervention.
But I don't know if it's healthy. I don't know. I'm not. Listen. I am not a doctor.
What? You're not a doctor?
Not a doctor.
Celebrity Loose, 7:40 and 9:20 with Colm and Lucy in the morning.
With the Talbot Collection, 4-star hotels in Wexford, Dublin, Cork, Carlow and Tipperary. Ideal for family getaways. See talbotcollection.ie.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
The Mother and Baby Institution's payment scheme is now open for applications. This scheme provides financial payments and health supports to eligible people who spend time in mother and baby and county home institutions in Ireland. There's a straightforward application process in place to help everyone access the benefits that they are entitled to. To find out more, visit gov.ie/payment scheme or call the helpline at 01522 9992. An initiative of the Government of Ireland.
Save with Maxi Zoo Deals of the Month this May. Get €8 off Red Mill's winner, 15 kilo dry dog food, now from just €31.99. Plus save €20 off Hill's Cat 7 kilo, now only €64.99. Available online and in-store while stocks last. See more at maxizoo.ie.
At Air, we have the most reliable broadband speeds. For all who dare to dream, this is the chance. For all the battles that need to be fought, and for all on the other side of the world.
We love you, Granny!
Because this is Ireland's network, with Ireland's most reliable broadband speeds. Join the network made for all. Go in store or visit air.ie. Air. For all. Subject to availability and location. For Ookla substantiation and full terms, see air.ie/reliable.
Attention, please!
Don't miss the May Madness sale, only at Essential Bathroom and Tiles, Ballysimon Road, Limerick. Ceramic and porcelain tiles from $9.99. Laminate flooring starting from $9.99. Shower doors from $1.99. Thermostatic rain shower for just $1.99. Tell warmers from €99. Job lots from €20. Bathroomware, tiles, wooden floors and internal doors all reduced. The May Madness sale has begun at Essential Bathrooms and Tiles, Ballysimon Road, Limerick.
Hotels. We often play host to so many of life's big events, whether they're a once-in-a-lifetime occasion or those few magical moments away each year. At FBD Hotels and Resorts, our teams are committed to making every visit memorable, whether it's a drink with an old friend or making that perfect business pitch. Behind each memory is a team that cares. FBD Hotels and Resorts. It's just our way.
Guys, if you want to look good and feel great, dress to impress at Knowles Menswear. Shop Boss, Columbia, Gant, Lacoste, Paul & Shark and Remus Umo. Stay warm in our branded Crombies. Look sharp in our extensive selection of suiting. Visit our stores in Bedford Row, Crescent Shopping Centre, Newcastle West in Limerick and Ennis in County Clare. And shop online now at knowles.ie. Dress to impress at Knowles Menswear.
Grab your dancing boots and step on down to Nashville with Cassidy Travel. Immerse yourself in the vibrant sounds of country, blues and rock and roll. From honky-tonk bars to iconic landmarks, Nashville is the place to experience the soul of the South. Book now with Cassidy Travel, your one-stop travel shop, and let the rhythm of Nashville be your guide. CassidyTravel.ie.
Make your afternoon fresher with Bold Washing Liquid Gel. Brilliant cleaning with built-in Lenore freshness.
The Entertainment Bit on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Hey, Rachel.
The acting legend Richard Gere is back on screen with his own mini renaissance.
You look great. It's been, what, 20 years? We really had some pretty wonderful times.
Gere returns for the English language remake of Savvy Gabizan's 2017 Israeli drama Longing alongside German actor Diane Kruger. The Lionsgate Grindstone film follows Daniel Block, played by Gere, who's shocked to discover a secret from his past.
After we split up, I found out I was pregnant.
And I gave birth to Alan.
I never told you about him.
As if that wasn't bad enough, then Gere found out something truly shocking.
2 weeks ago, he had an accident. And the car veered off and he died.
Daniel Block continued to dive into the mystery of his own identity until he arrives at a crossroads in his own life, as per the official synopsis from the film, which brings him into contact with Kruger's character.
A couple weeks ago, I didn't even know I had a son.
He would have been really happy to meet you.
You think so?
Definitely. There's nowhere to
hide. I'm very glad I came here. Met his teacher, Alice.
Hi. Yeah, Principal Thomas told me you came by to see him.
The twists keep coming.
He was in love with Alice, his teacher.
And you? Did you love him?
Well, I couldn't return his love the way he wanted.
She's a curse, this woman.
I agreed to go see his band play. When it was over, he asked me to kiss him.
Did you?
The original Longing premiered at Venice several years ago. The director, Gabizan, won the prize for the People's Choice Award at the time.
You filed a complaint against Alan. Why?
He was torturing me. He followed me everywhere I went. He was ruining my life.
He was a wonderful boy. He was talented. He was loved.
The original Longing premiered at Venice several years ago. The director, Gabizan, won the prize for the People's Choice Award at the time. Longing, produced by Daniel Beckham, and it's due for release later on this year. Gere and Kruger also films at Cannes, where Gere is starring in O Canada, and Kruger cast in David Cronenberg's The Shrouds, Kruger replacing Leah Seydoux in the role of Vincent Cassell's deceased wife after Seydoux parted ways with the project. Longing was also filmed in Canada, keeping Richard Gere local for the Ontario production before he led Schrader's feature. That's your entertainment update on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Now,
More of your classic hits at work
with Trina Mara.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowin', but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. And it don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Warm, touching warm, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
The 80s and 90s in Kilrush.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
To me.
It's me you need to show. How deep is your love?
Kids Radio, Take That. How deep is your love? I asked actually on the show there a few weeks ago if anybody remembered the video for that. The amount of people who remember the lads being tied to a chair and pushed over a cliff at the end. Yeah, they were. Now we're going to play this in just a second. What did Lucy Kennedy say to Colm Hayes? It's worth £3,000.
How?
The answer is 2.
I've got my fingers crossed. Going to play after Depeche Mode. Just Can't Get Enough on Ireland's Classic Kids Radio.
When I'm with you, baby.
Kennedy said to Colm Hayes
on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Mary, how are you?
I am fine, Trina, thank you. And yourself?
Good, you're in Swords. I used to live in Swords many, many years ago. What part of Swords are you in?
Really? I'm in St. Margaret.
Well, that's not too far from where I used to live, kind of the back of the airport there. That's not too far from where I was. Yeah.
Yeah.
So listen to me. £3,000. I am just praying that somebody wins this.
I know.
Will you try
It'd be
for
lovely,
me?
Wasn't it?
Try and win for me.
I will.
I'm going to play this. Hang on.
How?
The answer is 2.
Mary Trainor and Swords, I'm relying on you. What do you think?
How many pancakes do you eat?
Mary. No! That's been guessed a million times. No!
Has it?
I thought we were over the pancake conversation.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Mary, you've let me down now.
All right. Look, try again.
Thanks
the
a million.
Next time, yeah.
See you.
More luck.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
I can't believe that. I can't believe people are still guessing pancakes. Okay, let's go to caller number two. Lorraine's in Kildare.
How are you, Trina? How's things?
I'm good. I just can't get over my last caller there giving the pancakes guess. It's definitely not pancakes.
Oh, yeah.
Please tell me that's not going to be your guess. And what did Lucy Kennedy say to Colm Hayes?
No, it's not. I think it's how old were you in 1962? Just something just twigged with me one day. Maybe it is, right? I don't know.
How old were you in 1962? I wasn't born, actually, in 1962.
No, you were
born. Oh, Lorraine. Sorry. I really wanted to give this away today, but look, Damien Farrelly's going to play later on, and you're welcome to enter. Thanks a million.
Okay, bye.
See you now. Bye-bye.
Damien Farrelly in the afternoon.
Weekday afternoons from 2. Please join me for the latest trending stories. If you love your nostalgia, it's a bit like reeling in the ears on the radio. We call it Back to the Future. There's over €2,000 to be won if you can tell me what Lucy Kennedy said to Colm Hayes. Plus, only top tunes from the 80s and 90s.
Weekdays from 2 p.m. with Tesco. Feel the power to lower prices with your Tesco Club card.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Fishing a barbie?
That's right, it's summertime and that means time to cook al fresco. But why shop boring old bangers when you can buy brilliantly fresh fish from Galway Bay Seafoods? We've cod, salmon, prawns, lobster, ready to cook dishes and fish to pop straight on the griddle. Galway Bay Seafoods has been family run for over 70 years. So stock up today at Galway Docks and GalwayBaySeafoods.com.
Is your website in need of an update, but your designer is unreachable, slow to reply, or even charging large amounts for the smallest of changes? WebHero.ie provide one business day changes to your website, starting at €50 per month. Your website is a tool to increase revenue. Give it the attention and service it deserves by calling webhero.ie on 0818 994 376 or visit us on webhero.ie to see how we can help you do more online for less. Treat yourself to a touch of luxury at Kinsale Hotel and Spa Cork. Book your overnight stay in one of our newly refurbished deluxe rooms and you're guaranteed to be impressed. Sleek modern styling, contemporary spaces to sit and relax for business or leisure while taking in the stunning views over Oysterhaven Bay. A getaway at Kinsale Hotel and Spa is a unique experience, one you'll treasure forever. So, book your luxury break today at kinsalehotelandspa.ie.
Captains and convicts, saints and sinners, and 1,300 years of Irish history are awaiting you at Spike Island Cork. Ireland's infamous prison island is just waiting to be explored, so book your adventure for 2024. Spike Island Cork. Discover it for yourself. Tickets include your ferry crossing, guided tours, and so much more. So, check opening hours, plan your visit, and head back in time at spikeislandcork.ie.
Jobs Expo Cork is back. The leading careers fair in the South returns to UCC's De Vere Hall on Saturday, 25th of May, packed with job vacancies and opportunities. Join us on the day and meet some of Munster's leading employers, attend exciting talks, and get CV and career advice, all free of charge. That's Jobs Expo Cork, Saturday, 25th of May, at UCC's De Vere Hall. Register for your free tickets at jobsexpo.ie.
The Mallow Garden Festival, one of Ireland's largest home and garden festivals, takes place on May 24th, 25th and 26th.
There's over 200 exhibitors, 25 super show gardens, free gardening seminars and view over 5 million plants on display, plus a vintage car show, artisan food expo and pet show.
The Mallow Garden Festival, May 24th, 25th and 26th. Free bus service from Mallow train station daily. So join Peter Dowdle, Pori Corkin and their team at Cork Racecourse Mallow, 11 to 6 daily. It'll be blooming great.
Hi, it's Dee here from Strip and Dip. I can't believe we've been stripping and dipping for 11 years now. This year's Strip and Dip is on Saturday the 8th of June in Wicklow, all in aid of our ongoing commitment to Aveen's Pink Tie, Ireland's national children's cancer charity. Ladies, let's get over 1,000 of you on the beach. Let's celebrate and participate on what will be one of the best days of your life. That's Saturday Saturday, the 8th of June in Wicklow. Register now at stripanddip.ie. Join us, warrior women. See you on the beach, 8th of June, stripanddip.ie.
Fight like a child.
Now, more of your classic hits at work.
With Trina Mara.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. Home of the 80s and 90s.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Young and wild and free. Now
Classic Hits Radio. That is it for me, Trina, for today. Damien Farrelly's on the way into studio. Going to be here for the afternoon. I will chat to you tomorrow morning from 10 a.m. Have a lovely Wednesday. It's Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
The home of the Kim Wilde 80s show.
This is Kim Wilde on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. First, a tune that really brings out my rocky side. Love this intro from Rochford.
Monday to Thursday from 6 p.m.
On the home of the 80s and 90s, Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
We're off to lunch. Are you coming?
Sorry, no.
Hey, do you fancy a jog?
I can't today.
Will you come with me to the cinema tonight?
Not this evening.
Find the freedom within. Choose Alflorex and get back to your normal, unstoppable self. Alflorex, available in pharmacies and health food stores nationwide.
Sometimes the best things come in small packages, like the Fiat 500 you could win if you take out a car insurance policy with OnPost Insurance. Get great cover at a great price and a chance to win a fantastic electric Fiat 500. Get a quote now at onpostinsurance.ie. Acceptance criteria, terms and conditions apply and are available at onpostinsurance.ie/promotions. Competition ends July 31st, 2024. One Direct Ireland Limited, trading as OnPost Insurance, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland. One Direct Ireland Limited is a wholly owned subsidiary of OnPost.
Jobs Expo Cork comes to UCC's De Vere Hall on Saturday, May 25th. Meet Munster's top employers in person and get free career advice on the day. Register for your free tickets at jobsexpo.ie.
Atlantia Clinical Trials invite you to discover the power of blueberries. If you're age 50 to 65 with a BMI over 27, you can join their study on the effects of blueberry extract. Participation includes health assessments and 4 visits to their Blackpool clinic, plus €350 compensation upon completion. Help us unlock the potential benefits of blueberries. To find out more and join the study, visit AtlantiaClinicalTrials.com. Atlantia Clinical Trials, proving global science locally.
Want to see animals guaranteed? Visit a zoo. Want thrill rides guaranteed? Visit a theme park. Want the very best in choice and the very best in price when it comes to tiles, wood and bathware guaranteed? Then visit Limerick Tile and Wood. At Limerick Tile and Wood, you'll get the finest choice in tiles, wood and bathware in our extended showroom. All at unparalleled value. Visit Limerick Tile and Wood, Ballysimon Road, Limerick, or see tileandwoodcentre.ie.
Students, Limerick Tutorial College are now enrolling for full-time 5th-year and 6th-year leaving certificate programmes. The 6th-year programme is specially tailored to ensure all subjects are covered in one academic year. We pride ourselves on small classes and exceptional dedicated teachers. Places are limited, so secure your place for this September by contacting Limerick Tutorial College on 061 315522.
It's almost 2 o'clock.
Get a stamp anytime from anywhere with digital stamps on the OnPost app. OnPost, for your world.
Across Cork, Limerick, Clare and Galway.
On your phone.
And on your smart speaker.
This is the home of the 80s and 90s.
This is Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Two, I'm Daniel Pitcher. Good afternoon. A 19-year-old trainee electrician accused of criminal damage and arson of a Lewis tram and rioting has been released on bail. Evan Moore of Grangemore Road in Donaghmede, Dublin 13, was charged with the three offences during the chaotic scenes on November 23rd last and appeared before Dublin District Court today. Mr Moore did not address the court and is yet to indicate a plea. There was no objection to bail with conditions imposed, including that he must be contactable 24/7. The Garda Commissioner says there is no organisational policy to reduce the number of road policing units. The Drew Harris is appearing before the Oireachtas Transport Committee, which is discussing road safety on the back of an increasing number of fatal collisions. 72 people have died in the country's roads so far this year, and all uniformed Gardaí have been undertaking 30 minutes of roads policing during their shifts since April 12th. Commissioner Harris says this has had an impact on enforcement.
We've seen increases in detections based on the comparable period in March, and this includes a 55% increase in fixed penalty charge notices for mobile phone use, 40% increase in the number of breath tests conducted at mid checkpoints, 17% increase in those detected under influence, and led to a 30% increase in the number of vehicles seized.
94% of TDs and senators say they have faced some form of threat or abuse. A UCD survey being launched this afternoon also found that 72% of political staff have faced some form of abuse. Of those interviewed, more than half received physical abuse and over 35% received verbal abuse about their physical appearance. Finance Minister Michael McGrath has condemned the abuse on politicians.
Not at a level that I would regard as very serious. I mean, look, you will get heckling and occasions where people would challenge you in a very robust way, but I've never felt personally threatened, and it is very, very saddening to hear of instances where the line was definitely crossed, and there clearly have been cases where it was crossed.
After getting global attention for the wrong reasons, the Dublin portal will remain switched off until later.